Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission announces assembly poll dates for 4 states and 1 union territory. Single-phase polling to be held in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry on 9th of April and in Tamil Nadu on 23rd. West Bengal goes to polls in 2 phases on 23rd and 29th of next month. EC also announces assembly by-poll schedule for 8 seats in 6 states. Counting of votes to be taken up on 4th May. US President Donald Trump says Washington not ready for any deal with Tehran as United States and Israel launch fresh attacks on Iran. And in boxing, India finishes campaign at World Futures Cup in Bangkok with 5 medals, including 1 gold. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission of India today announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in 2 phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in 2 phases, that is on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all 4 states and the Union Territory will be held on 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued tomorrow. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Mr. Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory.
The model code of conduct is applicable from now onwards. So actions taken prior to model code of conduct is a prerogative of the concerned government. But now onwards, the model code of conduct shall be applicable. With regards to the West Bengal elections to be held in 2 phases instead of 8 phases earlier, the commission has held detailed deliberations and in its considered opinion, it was found necessary to reduce the number of phases and bring it down to an extent where it is convenient for everybody.
Mr. Kumar said over 17 crore people are eligible to vote in the elections to these 5 assemblies covering 824 constituencies.
Assam, as per the final list, would be roughly 2.5 crores, Kerala 2.7 crores, Puducherry 9.44 lakhs, Tamil Nadu 5.67 crores, and West Bengal, the final list on 20th February comprises of 6.44 crores, and the learned judges, after their adjudication, whatever supplementary list comes, they shall be added. To give you a feel of the category of our electors, we have more than 100 years of age centenarians, the 85 plus years of age electors are also good in number, our Divyang Bhai and Bhai Behen, the first time electors, the electors from 20 to 29 years of age and service electors.
The Chief Election Commissioner said directions have been issued to ensure assured minimum facilities such as drinking water, toilets and signage at every polling station. He added that the Commission has recently introduced 30 new initiatives to make the election process more transparent. Mr. Kumar also said that there will be a maximum of 1,200 electors at each polling station and 100% webcasting will be ensured for round-the-clock monitoring. Speaking about the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls, Mr. Kumar said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. He said with this objective, the exercise is being conducted under Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible voter is left out and no ineligible person is included in the voters' list.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. With this objective, the special intensive revision is being conducted as per Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible elector is left out while no ineligible person is included in the electoral rolls. I congratulate all election officials who were involved in this work for ensuring its smooth conduct and completion.
The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 Assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The Assembly constituencies are Paonta seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Devangere South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koradang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura. During a press conference in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued tomorrow and polling will be held on 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat and Maharashtra will be issued on 30th of this month and voting will take place on the 23rd of April.
There will be 8 by-elections, that is Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland and Tripura. And the schedule would be that the assembly constituencies for Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura, the polling will be held on 9th of April and for the assembly constituencies of Gujarat and Maharashtra on 23rd. The counting shall be on 4th of May for all the cases.
In West Bengal, a special train carrying BJP supporters was allegedly attacked near New Jalpaiguri station by TMC supporters. According to Darjeeling BJP, the party supporters were returning from Kolkata after attending Prime Minister Narendra Modi's brigade rally yesterday. Following the attack, BJP supporters retaliated and the Railway Protection Force quickly arrived to bring the situation under control. Several BJP leaders have strongly condemned the attack. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has a deep belief in the fundamental nature of Parliament and has always held an unwavering faith in the rules, procedures and traditions of the country's parliamentary democracy. Mr. Birla made the statement in response to a letter written by Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself. Narendra Modi to him. Lok Sabha Speaker said the Prime Minister's letter expresses the highest ethical values of public service that Mr. Modi has upheld throughout his long public life. Mr. Birla said the letter will inspire all elected representatives in Parliament, state legislatures and local bodies and will further strengthen the robust ethical foundation of the Indian democracy. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. The West Asia conflict, now in its 16th day, has intensified with a fresh wave of large-scale attacks by the US and Israel forces on Iran. Multiple strikes hit the industrial city of Isfahan in Iran, with reports of more than 15 missile impacts this morning. One strike reportedly hit a factory, killing at least 15 people, while witnesses said fighter jets were seen flying at very low altitudes over the area. In response, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps launched a new round of missile strikes on Israeli targets, marking the 54th wave of attacks under what Iran calls Operation True Promise 4. Iranian officials said the strikes included the use of solid fuel, Zedji missiles for the first time since the conflict began, along with Khorram Sheher, Khaybar Shikan, Qadr and Imad missile systems. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has said Washington is not ready to pursue a deal with Tehran, stating that current conditions are unacceptable to the United States. He also warned that further strikes could target Iran's key oil export hub at Kharg Island. On the other hand, Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said the Strait of Hormuz remains closed only to American and Israeli vessels, although commercial shipping through the waterway has dropped sharply as companies avoiding the area due to rising risks. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Energy and shipping operations are being closely monitored in the United Arab Emirates. Oil loading at the port of Fujairah resumed after a drone attack and fire temporarily disrupted operations on Saturday. An Indian flag tanker carrying more than 80,000 tons of Murban crude deported Fujairah for India on Sunday, indicating that limited export activity has resumed. The Fujairah pipeline outlet handles roughly 1 million barrels per day of Murban crude, around 1% of global oil demand, and serves as a key export route outside the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state media and military officials have earlier issued warnings urging civilians to evacuate near major UAE ports, including Jebreli Port, Khalifa Port and the port of Fujairah, claiming facilities linked to U.S. assets could become targets if the conflict widens further. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Authorities in the UAE said the country remains on heightened alert while emphasizing restraint and stability. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of the UAE, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, last night. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, the discussions were held on ongoing developments related to the conflict in West Asia and various aspects of the regional situation. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas today said that there have been no reports of dry outs of gas supply at LPG distributorships across the country. In a statement, the ministry said LPG bookings have shown a decline, with about 77 lakh bookings recorded yesterday, compared to around 88 lakh bookings on the 13th of this month. It added that several states and union territories, including Bihar, Delhi, Haryana and Rajasthan, have issued orders for allocation of non-domestic LPG in line with government guidelines. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorm at isolated places over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Uttarakhand tomorrow. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 2 days. Manipur and some parts of Sikkim saw strong winds and heavy rain along with hailstorms damaging houses and properties. In Manipur, adverse weather conditions are continuing since last night, and the roofs of some of the houses in Bishnupur district were blown away by high-velocity winds. Several parts of Sikkim are also currently experiencing strong winds, heavy rainfall and hailstorms. Our correspondent has said that power disruption has been reported in some areas.
Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a special weather bulletin warning of heavy rainfall and thunderstorm activities across Sikkim from today to 17th March due to a western disturbance passing over the region and moisture incursion from the Bay of Bengal. Authorities have advised residents and tourists to remain cautious and stay updated with official weather advisories. With Diram Dulal, this is Moinak Chatterjee, Akashbari News Gangtok.
The government has invited nominations and recommendations for the Padma Awards 2027. In a statement, the Ministry of Home Affairs informed that the Padma Awards will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st July. Nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online through the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The ministry said all persons without distinction of race, occupation, position or sex are eligible for these awards. Government servants, including those working with PSUs, except doctors and scientists, are not eligible for Padma Awards. It has requested all citizens to make nominations or recommendations, including self-nomination. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that the nature of warfare is increasingly becoming technology-driven, with advanced technologies playing a decisive role in strategic preparedness and national security. The minister was speaking at the alternate media conference in New Delhi. India finished its campaign at the World Boxing Futures Cup in Bangkok with a haul of 5 medals, including a gold, 3 silver and a bronze. Competing across the Youth Olympic weight categories, the Indian under-19 men's and women's teams delivered a series of strong performances. On the final day today, India bagged 1 gold and 3 silver medals. Chandrika Pujari clinched the gold in women's 51 kg category, defeating Uzbekistan's Mardanova Nazarkat with a dominant 5-0 verdict. In the women's 48 kg category, Gunjan lost to her opponent from England by a 0-5 decision, while Joyshree Devi went down 1-4 to a boxer from the US in the women's 54 kg final. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission announces assembly poll days for 4 states and 1 union territory. Single-phase polling to be held in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry on 9th of April and in Tamil Nadu on 23rd. West Bengal goes to polls in 2 phases on 23rd and 29th of next month. EC also announces assembly by-poll schedule for 8 seats in 6 states. Counting of votes to be taken up on 4th May. U.S. President Donald Trump says Washington not ready for any deal with Tehran as United States and Israel launch fresh attacks on Iran. And in boxing, India finishes campaign at World Futures Cup in Bangkok with 5 medals, including 1 gold. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on Air app. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.